day before opening day. We like to gather at the Drop Time Cafe, telling lies with the locals and hunters from out of town. There's always some smart aleck guy with the best stuff money can buy, making fun of the rednecks in general, putting us down.
Good luck out there this morning. Y'all be careful in those trees. Hunt from those ground blinds. Use a lot of common sense when you're out there deer hunting. No loaded firearms in the camp or in the vehicles. And don't climb around the trees with a loaded gun, for Pete's sake. Don't do that. Just think about what you're doing, but always harness in. We'll talk. What's that, Bogart?
Well, you know, you've always said you never give anybody, when you're taking anybody out for filming, you don't ever give anybody any ammo until
Nobody gets bullets. Nobody gets bullets. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Eyes on the Outdoors with myself, Mr. Ray I, your handsome but yet humble host, the Volker Vogler. We got the Matty G running the board. Talk a little bit about firearms deer season over the years. I'm going to start with the thing that I talked to one of the conservation agents down in Texas, Shannon County, and he said the same thing. He doesn't understand why normal people absolutely lose it and go crazy over deer. They can be normal all year long, but it's deer season, they do stupid stuff. As you as a deer hunter, when you're wearing that hunter orange and you're out in the field or going to the restaurants, you represent millions of other hunters. You need to carry yourself accordingly. Don't do stupid stuff. There's too many people and too many organizations out there that want to take this hunting away from us. And I would never thought I would have to ever say that on a radio program, that people are trying to take hunting and guns away from you, but it's happening. Gun deer season is what they focus on, because that's when the idiots do stupid stuff and they go, see, you know, and nobody talks about, like we talked about the other show, Share the Harvest, how many tons of good quality meat is provided for needy families through hunting. And, you know, we talked about the deer accidents. We talked about the Lyme disease, all the good things that comes hunting about does. From hunting, and hunting pays for it. And I get so tired of the anti-people that slam me and give me death threats and send me nasty notes and teaching kids to kill. And how can you do that? They oppose me to hunting a deer or a turkey. And yet, what do they do for wildlife? Hunters pay for the lion's share of it. They're the greatest conservationists on the planet. And yet these people come out and say, oh, you do this. And what do? They do nothing. They go to McDonald's and buy a burger. Somebody else killed it for them. Gun season's everything. I learned back in the 70s when I did a lot of scouting and found the deer activity where I needed to set up because the wind wasn't right. I parked and walked 2 miles before daylight to get into this spot. And right at daylight, here come the army of orange in Jeeps and those, remember the small Broncos coming down the logging roads. When it got daylight, there was pumpkins sitting all around me, you know. People don't think. Use things like that to your advantage, depending where you're hunting. In the Ozarks, in the ridges and stuff, this place that I hunted, I wanted to tell y'all how we set up. We set up where 3 or 4 different types of habitat comes together, and it's thick and it's brushy and it's nasty. And there's ditches that come in, and little rows of trees with cover comes in from different areas. And on 2 sides, one side state forest, the other side is the scenic riverways. They're still doing that I saw in the 70s. I watched it last year and several years, and again this year. Right at daylight, the guys that are hunting the state ground, now there's a few guys that do go in early and hang a stand, but not very many. Most park and walk in right at light. Well, what does that do? When you bow hunt deer and there nobody else is in the woods, you can pattern deer and set up on deer. But gun season is a different animal, and a lot of you have been sending me emails asking, well, what do you do for deer season? Get in the thickest cover and sit out. Find an area like we did that has brush thicket. It's an old growth over farm. It has strips of timber, 2 ponds, a little field, and it's like 3 types of habitat: brush, thicket, timber, and little open areas. Okay. When those people go walking and hunting or get out of their stands and move around, they're running deer because there's too many people in the woods. So if you're someplace that funnels those deer, we have taken 4 deer on camera in the Ozarks from this little spot. Little spot, 150 yards off a gravel road, across from the state ground, across from National Scenic Riverways, where everybody else hunts. Just a little corner of property that's private. We're right on, I had to move into the private side because of the deal.
Uh-huh.
We set up in there where 3 types of habitat come together. And when people bump deer or push deer or walk in or drive their 4-wheelers or do whatever they do, these deer go running for cover, right? So you adapt as a deer hunter when rifle season's not like hunting bow season when nobody else is in the woods. So you need to do that. I've done that for years, whether it's North Missouri. And it's funny because I get these notes and stuff because I'm a turkey guy. But I've hunted deer in Nebraska and Colorado and New Mexico and Texas and Oklahoma, all over Kansas and Iowa, Illinois. You know, I've hunted Massachusetts. I've hunted New York. I've hunted Alabama. I've hunted deer everywhere, and a lot of it on camera. So I have the experience. But wherever I hunt, if it's gun season, I look for a place to set up that people will move deer to. When I go back to the 70s, where I said, where when all the people came in, after all those people came in on me, I look, well, what the deer that were here, where would they go with these people coming in from this side? So I went around to the other side and found an old Grodover farm back in the 70s in an old thicket, plum thicket, a bunch of brush and cedars, and a lot of cover, and I saw how everything came together, and I started set up there, and I killed a deer every year, because right at daylight, those guys come in and push those deer. We did the same thing here in the Ozarks. We set up a blind on the ground with a camera. We set our blind up where we see the woods and a strip of woods that they travel through. This strip of woods connects another strip of woods from another big brushy area, and all the ridges and all the hollers in that area come to this one spot. And the reason I'm telling you that, if you go to the timber to hunt, you got, let's say this one farm's 900 acres. If you go into the National Forest or the Scenic Riverway, it's thousands of acres. You can only see 60 yards. So when you set up on a saddle, just one point for deer to come through, your odds are really low to see deer. You set up on just a food source, in the evening, your odds are really low on seeing deer. If you set up on a bench or if you set up anywhere on a ridge. But if you set in a place where three or four types of terrain come together and it's brushy and it's thick and it's narrow there and other ground connects to it, you got a higher percentage of seeing deer, and that's what we do. And it worked because last year we killed a big 10-point on camera there when nobody else was killing deer. We killed deer this year there, and it's all the setup because you look at the area and what people do and how they hunt, and when you're a gun hunter, you adapt to the situation, and you set yourself up to let those people run the deer to you. Let me tell you something. From 8 o'clock on, it's like Grand Central Station. You won't believe. I got 2 hours of deer footage. And I talked to other deer hunters saying they didn't see a deer. They didn't even see a deer. In 2 days, they didn't even see a deer. I got 2 full hours of deer footage in this one little spot. Then, so look at those topo maps and pick your spot when it's gun season. Well, where's Jimmy hunting? Where's Johnny hunting? Oh, good. Where's Uncle Billy hunting? Oh, that's good. And figure all that out instead of just sitting on the food source or just sitting on a crossing or one rub line or one ridge, you know, saddle. Get it all together. What would happen when all these guys come in and go to their stands? Where did the deer go? And you can figure that out pretty quick. And you set up there, you're going to kill some deer because gun firearm deer season is a total different animal than bow hunting and letting deer move on a natural. But it's real important to understand. And I had old timers tell me that years ago, gun season, find the thick stuff and get in it. That's what they used to say. And it's true because deer is an animal of the edge, but they're going to get away from human activity. And if you keep you don't drive in, you don't walk around. I hate deer drives. I didn't want to get into that. I had a couple of emails, but I hate deer drives. Always have. I like hunting deer. That's just me. I mean, if you deer drive, I'm not condemning you, but actually deer drives work for us in North Missouri. We had a meaty hunt, 20 outdoor riders. I set all my stands up because I know at 8 o'clock every opening day, the neighbors will do deer drives. So that's how I set my stands up. And all my guys killed deer because the neighbors drove them to them. But if you drive a farm, if like your farm, if we went in there opening day at 8 o'clock and did a deer drive and then did it again that afternoon, what good is it the next day to set on a stand?
They're not going to be there.
They're not going to be there. It's silly. I just don't like that. And I don't like 30 guys walking with loaded guns toward other guys sitting facing them with loaded guns. I've always hated that. And I have stories. I could tell stories for 16 radio shows about guys have to crawl in a culvert because a deer jumped up in front of the other guys and a whole line of guys are shooting. The other guys on the other end's got to crawl in a culvert to keep from getting killed. I mean, stupid stuff. Don't do stupid stuff when you go deer hunting. And just like the agent told me last week, it's unbelievable how stupid comes out when it's firearms deer season. And that's what hunters do, too. They throw everything out the window. Wind direction, scent. It's gun season. It's gun season. You know, they do really stupid things. If gun deer hunters would have the mental attitude when they go to hunt whitetail during gun season, as bow hunters do, they will kill more deer. It's fact.
The stand, you came down to the farm with us and looked where stands should be.
Right.
And you said, Chris, Kyle stands on a deer trail. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that good? He goes, no, there's deer hair on his ladder stand. Yeah. I want you to move down 75 yards, and there's five trails that come together.
Junction. Let the terrain dictate how you set your stands up and stuff. What I'm telling you as a gun hunter is where you need to be set up is not where you're looking for one deer trail or one saddle or one funnel for deer to come through. You want to look for five or six. If you can find places where brushy ditches and little rows of trees come together and there's some thickets, if you can find thickets, fields, and timber and a creek bottom, if you can find those four types of habitat where they come together and place a stand, you will kill deer every year.
That stand's produced deer every year since then.
Well,
since
you think Uncle Ray was going to lie to Cal?
Nah.
It's unreal. I'm sitting there in a ground blind running camera videotaping deer after deer after deer, and that's cool because you know I worked hard to find the setup, and it's also was a place that none of the guys that hunts this farm will hunt there. They all go to the places they've had stands, and which is fine, and the guys kill some deer, but overall I mean, I studied this thing. When it's all said and done, the other guys in other stands and other hunters and guys we know from the area that are hunting other farms around there and the guys who are hunting the state and the scenic riverways, when we go see those guys and sit down and talk and let them all talk, none of them were seeing any deer. They've seen a couple deer, a couple guys killed a deer, but overall it's like they didn't move good today. And I'm like, I got like 15 deer on video that morning. It's because of the setup. It's the setup. It's where you set up for firearm gun season to let the other people run the deer to you. If you think about that, you'll do really well. Now, I used the setup I've just told you about in the Ozarks and killed two deer on camera, two good kills on camera. Would have been a third kill, a nice buck, but Mr. Shipman killed a tree right outside the blind. So that will be also on the show. You'll be seeing that footage real soon. But I've used this setup in North Missouri. I've used this setup in Iowa. Same thing. So that's what I'm trying to do is just give you some tips on how to set up for gun deer season.
I always love the one story that you have about a certain rider gets out of the tree stand. You said, don't be here about this time.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, I could go on forever on the stuff that's happened with these outdoor media people where the guy in the stand, I wait. You know, we don't hunt. We let stands rest. We only hunt them when the wind's right. This place was ideal along a wheat field, creek bottom. Four types of habitat came together. Put him in a stand. No deer. He comes out. He goes, there was no deer. I said, there is. There, that big buck would should have been right. No, there's nothing there. I said, I'm telling you, you should have seen deer. He says, there was no deer. I know because I got down every 15 minutes, walked out to the wheat, looked both ways, and I didn't see any deer.
Oh, God. All
right. Don't get me started. Put them in a stand. You study deer for 2 weeks and place a stand, let it rest, and put them in it. 10 minutes after they get in, you go back to the road. You watch the guy climbing out of it to go walk around. And then they say that stands in a bad spot. Or they take it down and move it. But that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show. But be careful out there. Have a good deer season. We're going to take a break. Went ahead and did the story time again about the sleepless in the Ozarks. We'll see you on the other side.